the days, and we're looking to find out why we go Lekula. Why, if the price changes downwards, we redeem the Eved at a cheaper price, and if the price changes upwards, we redeem the Eved at a more expensive price. That's what we were looking for. So now the Gemara says we are up to a Chaf Amud Beis, 20b1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. And we're going to try to figure it out, but I will ask the Olam to have a little bit of patience so the Gemara can do its thing without, you know, us trying to tell the Gemara what to do. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Trey Kroy Xivi. There's two psukim. Xivim Oid Rabbis Bashonim, which simply says if there is a lot of years, the pasuk ends kfi miknasayt. Uksivu ma'at nisher b'shanim, and there it says kfi shanim. And the question is, b'chiyesh shanim merubois, b'chiyesh shanim muatois. It sounds like bigger years and smaller years. A year is the same size. What does that mean if there's bigger years and if there's smaller years? What does that mean? Every year is the same. Must be, he says, that the pasuk is telling you on this rabbit kaspai, im oid rabbis bashanim, if his price went up for the years, then it's kasef miknasayt. And if at nishar bashanim, and if his price went down for the year, then it's kufi shanaf. That's how Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is darshaning it. It can't be a bigger year and a smaller year, because there are no bigger years and smaller years. So it must be that if his price went up or price went down. Alan Israba Kaspa Mikasa Miknasai, Nismayat Kaspa Kafishana. Frek the Gemara, the obviously question. Who says it means a bigger year? Maybe it means more years. Ema, maybe Hokikamar. Hekha the other tray of Pashle Dalad. If you work two and there's four left, that's a Lay Dalad Mikasa Miknasai. Then you pay purchase price. If an other dalad of Bashalay Tarti, and if he worked four and two are left, native Tarti can be shut off. Maybe it doesn't mean a bigger year and a smaller year, and it doesn't mean a bigger price and a smaller price, but it means more years and less years. More years you pay Miknesset Miknesset. If there's less years left, the Torah says you pay Kifi Shanaf. Maybe the Torah made a two-tier system based on how many years early you're redeeming him. Most of his servitude time, or less than half of his servitude time? I said no questions. Dr. Gemara, M.K. Nichtav Kroy, my Rabbi Shanim. Then the correct word would have been Rabbi Shanim, many years. Imat Nisher Shanim, my Bishanim. What does it mean, Rabbi's Bishanim? Rabbi Shanim, what's Bishanim in the years? It's more years, less years. Rabbi's Bishanim means something happens per year. What happened per year? If it should have said Rabbi Shanim or Ma'at Nisher Shanim, Bishanim is telling me something changed in the year. No, bigger year and smaller year? There's no such thing. So what changed in the year? Must be in my Bishanim, this Rabbi Kasper Bishanim, and Mikas Miknasai. If it went up, we pay purchase price, and mislead kasper b'shanim. If the price went down, kafi shanav. I'm Rav Yosef. Der shinu Rav Nachman lahani kroy kesinai. This shot is exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught us in Sinai. That's what he said. Yes, doctor.
Okay. There are bigger years than smaller.
It doesn't mean that the Torah is not talking about that leap year thing. It's not what it's talking about. Rashi. Zuck Rashi. Avram, you had a question?
Okay. Bishanim means in the 6 years.
In the years, right.
In the 6 years.
No, it does not necessarily mean in the years left. He's being redeemed.
So we schlubbed up in remaining years because it would have said Bishanim?
It would have said Shanim without the
base. So therefore it was just
something has to change in the year. What changes in the year?
So if it's Avmina 4, then you pay.
If you worked less than half, right, you pay original price.
Okay. The whole thing?
No, based on the original price.
Okay.
If he worked more than half, you would pay the current price. That's what the Havamin is. That the Torah, one pasuk says Mikasa Miknasai, and one pasuk says Kfishanov.
But who said the current price is higher?
This is the Havamin. We're not talking about the change in value now.
Again. How many years are left? Hold a second. Mikasa Miknasai and Kfishanov is a change in value. Those words themselves tell us change in value. One pasuk says you pay Mikasa Miknasai, you use the purchase price regardless of the price now. And one pasuk says, Kvishanov, use the current price regardless of the purchase price. Now, when do you do one, and when do you do the other? So the pasuk told me, Rabbis Vashanim and Ma'at Vashanim. So the Havamina would be that the Torah made a system that if you worked more than half, you do it one way. If you worked less than half, you do it another way. No, it doesn't. If the price changes, it doesn't come out the same. His price was 100 when he got sold. Now it's 200. So if you go by Mekesef Knasai, we would adjust it per year based on 100. And if you go Kafishanov, you go now based on 200. And depending on how many years left, we'll decide what system I use in redemption. That means sometimes it's easier to redeem a guy 4 years before than 2 years before. Depending on, because the tyrant did write two prices. We're trying to figure out when are you applying one and when are you applying the other.
The maskana
is that it has nothing to do with the amount of years left to his servitude. It has to do with the change of price upwards or the change of price down. There's going to be two tiers. There's going to be two ways to figure it out. And the tyrant told me when to use one and when to use the other. And the way the Torah wrote it to me is, in my drabas vashanim mikesem miknasai, in my atnisha vashanim kfishanav. So the Torah told me, here are your two ways. Now we have to figure out what is the pasuk telling me. So the first havamina was bigger years and smaller years. There's no such thing. So we went back to that second havamina, more years and less years. And we would walk away with a new gzeris akasav. Depending on how many years you're redeeming him for, will decide what price to base it on, either up or down. If there's more than half left, you base it on purchase price. If there's less than half left, you use today's prices.
There's no change, obviously, it'll be the same.
Exactly, but the pasuk wrote two prices. That's a fact. But came along to Gemara and said it wouldn't have had the base. It would have said, Rabbi Shunim, Mat Shunim. By writing the base, it's got to be changed in the year. What is the change? The price. So we're retranslating Rabbis, not to mean more, but Rabbis means an increase. An increase per year or a decrease per year. And that's the two-tier system that the Torah put in. Yes?
That would make sense, according to this Havamina, if his value went... His value went up.
Okay, go ahead.
But there's another way of his value can go down also.
So why doesn't it make sense?
In Ma'at, it goes down, you do it.
Why?
No. Rabos
means there are more than half of the years left.
Okay, then you pay.
Right.
Okay, that means you pay.
Whatever it is, either up or down, whatever it was at the time of purchase price.
Could be more. But again, what happens if his value went up?
You still pay purchase price.
Why?
The Torah said me can't make not say. Again, the Havamina would have been that the Torah said, you redeem the Eved before his halfway point, use purchase price. If you redeem the Eved after halfway point, use turn prices.
But what? How's that going to change?
Depends if the price changed, up or down.
Either way.
There's a custom to say that I'm going to pay a lower price.
Or a higher price.
It's a fact. It's a hook. No matter what it is, if 4 years are left, no matter what the purchase price is, I'm going to pay that purchase price. But
not the whole purchase price, based on the purchase.
Of course not, but doesn't... So, what does that mean?
Exactly what you just said.
No, but it doesn't make it... Okay.
And did I say it has to make sense, or did I say that's what the Torah said?
Again, it doesn't. It's about meaning because his value went up, but doesn't matter because
the tire rub.
And if his value went down, still pay Kesef B'Kesef.
Exactly. I don't know what's wrong with that.
What is it now?
That if his value went up, it's Mikasa Mignatai. And if his value went down, it's Kivishanov. Rabbi's Bashanim, an increase in the years. Ma'at Nisha Bashanim means a decrease in his value over the years.
That's why we make
comes out he gets Yadu
Al-Yonah. Exactly. We were looking for that source. The Brisa told us, started yesterday, Yadu Al-Yonah. And we wanted to figure out why. So yesterday we said because it says Kitayv Lo Yimach. The Gemara came back and said, it says Kitayv Lo Yimach, treat him like a mensch. But it also says that he deserved all of this. Because Kamakasha Avkusha Shriyas. So the Gemara didn't know what to do. Came along with Nachman Yitzchak and said, it's a Beferush Pasuk. And he figured out the Pshat the Pasuk.
The other way would not be at the other Oyonah.
Again, you're right. In the Havamina, it wouldn't be that way. That's why it's a Havamina. That's not why it's a Havamina. It's because, but it's not true because we slugged up the Havamina. There wouldn't be a base in the Pasuk. Not a choice now. Not two shots in the Pasuk. One can't be.
You always pay the lower price.
That's what the Brisa told us. We were looking for the source of that.
Right.
We didn't think it was fair. So the pasuk, we found a source. Now, in that pasuk, doesn't say it explicitly. You could learn a pasuk a different way. At least we thought you could learn the pasuk a different way. So the Gemara is proving you can't learn the pasuk a different way. It's the only way you can learn the pasuk. Yeah, you'll do the mussar afterwards. Now we're learning Gemara Rashi.
He was late today, so he didn't have mussar yet.
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Rabbi's Bashanim, second line from the top. Mash Mashay Ribui Bashanim, an increase. Now, the Havamina would have been more. I'm sorry, Dr. Schwab, you were right. At least the Gemara didn't say that. Increase in years means more than six. And a decrease in years means less than six. V'chiyesh Efshalias Mirabus Hashay Shai Mawatas. Is there a servitude that's more or less? Elo Hachikamah. He became increased more because of Mignasai. Count from the purchase time to be lenient. Count him like his value of today. Zuck of Nasiv Lay, the Gemara's Kasha is maybe it means many years, the May Arbis Shonim, with the Iri Claw, Loiba Hashbiach, Loiba Hechsev, it's 6:15. Not by increase or not by decrease. The answer is the Bays. Zuck the Gemara Vait, Simon Evid, Bias, Chatzoyim, Bias, Evid, Kreidim. That's a mnemonical aid. To remember. It's interesting, the Shloss says that to make a siyum and a masechta, somebody told me the Shloss, I didn't see it inside. I saw it written down. You have to say these words as well. Even though the chayra, these words have nothing to do with the Gemara, it's just a mnemonical aid. But the fact that Ravashi put it in, that means he wanted you to say this mnemonical aid and use it as a mnemonical aid, if there's such a word as mnemonical.
There is.
Okay. By my name, if not, I would make it up. I'm not worried about that. By my name, Rav Huda bar Chinan and Rav Sheshes. Rav Huda bar Chinan asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Eved Ivri ha-nimker loive g'chavim, nigel l'chatzoyin, or ain't a nigel l'chatzoyin? The basis of this Gemara is, there's a halacha like this. Now, I want to give a background here. It's going to take me a few minutes, and some of it's negay immediately, some of it's negay a little bit later. In Parshas Bahar, there is mention of many different things that are sold. If a person sells a field that is his, remember in the days of Yovel, his meant he inherited it because anything acquired by purchase went back in Yovel. So that's not really his. It's really a long-term rental. If I went and bought a field during the time of Yovel, I didn't buy it permanently. I bought it till Yovel. So it's a long-term rental. So when we talk about a stay achuza, that means it's his. He inherited it from his father, inherited it from his father. That's the only way to have a stay achuza. Ashtas, right? So now, let me just Please let me finish the introduction. So the Torah said that if a person sells the Sei Achuza, he can't buy it back the first 2 years. Cannot buy it back the first 2 years. 2 years, exactly how those 2 years work is not our issue here. 2 years, he can't touch the field. After 2 years, he has a right to come and buy it back at the cost of the field. Buys it back. I don't think it's purchase price. It's cost of the field. And the seller cannot, the buyer cannot say no. The original owner has a right to force the buyer to sell it back to him. But that halacha comes with many caveats, if that's the right word. Number one, he cannot borrow money to buy back his field. He has to earn the money. It has to be money that he earned. Cannot borrow money and use borrowed money to buy back the field. Halacha. Number two, he has to buy back the whole field. He cannot come and say, listen, I got half the money, I want to buy back the half field. These are examples of customers. He has to buy back the whole field. If he doesn't buy back the field, he gets it back in Yovel anyway. But he doesn't want to wait to Yovel. There's 26 years left to Yovel. He doesn't want to give up this field for 26 years. So after 2 years, from then till Yovel, he has a chance to come and buy back the field. And I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It obviously has to do with per year. Now, I don't know if per year is a purchase price or per year is curtain price, but it's a per year thing, because when he sold it to Yovel, he basically was giving a long-term rental. He's now buying it back. There's less years left, so he's buying it back at a different price. But I'm not sure what price standard they use, say Mekasai or current price. I don't know. It's not Negayar Gemara. I don't know the answer. I'm sure it's the Farish and Erechim. I just don't know it. Number one. That's the halacha by Zdei Achuzo. By a house, when he sells his house, there's a difference in whether he sells it in a walled city or in an open city. In a walled city, the halacha in the Torah is he has 12 months or a year, whatever way you want to learn, to buy it back at the price he sold it. And if he doesn't buy it back within a year, it is a permanent sale, does not come back in Yovel. So if a guy sells his house in a walled city, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, right? He sells his house in the old city of Yerushalayim, let's say, and he doesn't buy it back within a year, it goes permanently to the buyer. Gzeres HaKasif. So that's the halacha by Batei Ari Chaimah. The third thing is, a guy sells a house in a non-walled city, sells it in Bnei Brak. There he has no restrictions. He can buy it back right away, he can buy it back anytime, and if not, it comes back in Yovel. So of the three, the one with no clauses is the open city houses, where he can buy it back the next day. He can buy it back 10 years from now. By walled cities, he's got 1 year. And by fields, he can't buy it back for 2 years. Then, after 2 years, he can buy it back, depending on how many years left to Yovel. By the walled city, he doesn't get it back in Yovel if he doesn't buy it back. There is no Yovel for a walled city house.
Sarah Sarkozy. The land can come back with that house?
No, the house and the land go together. We're talking about land, we're talking about a field, a planting field.
What if something
goes with, you know, a house on a field? Then it's a house, then it's no longer a field. Yes, doctor.
This is, you're welcome to say this in in terms of calling buying a house in the country a long-term rental, are you allowed to do...
Not a house, I didn't say it on, I said it on land, right?
I mean, are you allowed to do destructive things to the land?
It's a sugi in Erechin, I don't remember the maskana. This is all discussed at length in Erechin. I mentioned the halachas we will need for this Gemara.
Yeah.
I didn't look up the sugi.
Can you borrow money to buy the house back?
Yes, only by a Sei Achuza is that a restriction. And he can't buy half the Sei Achuza back. We'll see that. We're going to get there. So now we're going to have different shilas. The first shila we want to know is, a guy goes to the guy who bought the Eben Ivri and the Torah said he could redeem him. So he walks over to the guy, and he says, I have money to redeem him, but I don't have enough money to redeem him till for all the years he's supposed to work. If you remember, back on Daf, whatever it was, says, we have him in Beis, we had a machloikus whether he goes out 6 years or not. Rebbe said, Be'eluhu nigo ve'ein nigo b'shesh, and the other two Tanoim said that an Eved every sold to a guy does go out in 6 years. So whenever he goes out, there's a number of years left. The Yid can come, pay for those number of years, and buy the Eved every out of the guy. We had that sugya back before. How about if he only has half the money? He wants to buy him. He said, listen, I know he has to work for you for another 4 years. Here is money for two. Let him go after 2 years. Or can the guy tell him, I'm sorry, either buy him completely or don't buy him. I'm not taking your money now. I'm not interested in something. I'm not mechuyev to.
Why is the shaila only by goyim?
That's where the Torah wrote geula. Whatever applies to there will apply sachar to the guy who sold to a yid. But we're dealing with the source. The source is nimker levi
to
chav.
What answer? Just 2 years back.
Then go then. Can you now pay him half to lower his amount of service, to cut his servitude by half? Right. And the Gemara is going to show nafkaminas here. We haven't got, you know, we have to give the Gemara a chance to do its thing. So, boy, Rav Huna Bachina Nemer of Sheshis. Eved Ivri Anim Kerloi Vigachav. A yid that sold to a guy. Nigel Lechatzoim? Oyeinen Nigel Lechatzoim. Is he redeemed halfway? Can he be redeemed halfway? Or not? The question is, Gulasai Mistayachuzikomer. We learn out the fact that he can be redeemed with Xerah Shava Gulasai from Stayachuza. Ma Stayachuza in the Nigalakatan, Afainami in the Nigalakatan. Iduma Lakula Aminan, we only use that Xerah Shava Lakula. That means that he can be redeemed even when it's better halfway, l'chumra lo yamina. But we don't say it l'chumra. Meaning, there's a gzera shava there. Are we using that gzera shava just to make life simpler for the Eved? Or we say, no. Either you meet the standard like you do by Zayachuzah, or you don't meet the standard. So that's the shiloh. If it's a real gzera shava, right, like Tarsus, the real gzera shava, when do you have a choice? The Torah says it's not a real Gzera Shava. It's a Gilui Milsa. It's the interpretation of the word Gulasa. It's not really a Gzera Shava. And therefore we're trying to figure out whether we're going to try to use a Webster's Dictionary to translate Gulasa the same way everywhere. Well, consistent way, correct. Thank you. Torah says, ask your Kasha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mechatzoin, Higia Yadda Lidmei Chatzi Gerainai. He got enough money for half of what his price is. So the question is, Yitnei Yimad Chatzi Shonam Yalov. Can he give him and cut the years by half? Ayeng Nigo Klau, Elam Kematzi Gdei Gulasai. Or maybe not, unless it's complete. Kstei Achuza, Ksimbe Yomatzi Gdei Gulasai, Veloi Lechatzoin. Kidei gulasa, he has to have enough to redeem the whole field. We darshan not half. V'achiksev yashiv gulasa v'leitziv kidei. Here the Torah didn't say the word kidei. So the question is, do you say a consistent meaning or not? Aduma lekula aminan the gulas chatzayim yeshva. When it's a kula, we let him redeem half of them. Lehakul ula hachmer kudlekamei. Sorry, aduma kula aminan the gulas chatzayim. Yeshba l'kulakul l'hachmer. Allowing a guy to redeem himself halfway is not always a benefit. Sometimes it's the opposite, as we will see in the Gemara later on. Ve'echad avi kulu l'gabe, amina d'nigo. Ve'echad avi chum l'gabe, amina d'nigo. K'damakra, gabi yishbiach v'hechsev v'sin l'kulu. Meaning we saw in the change of price that we always go to the benefit of the Eved. How about in redeeming half of him? And let me cheat and tell you the Gemara later on. The owner bought the Eved, right, for $1,000. wants to have it for $1,000. Let's say he goes out by 6 years. All right, let's say $6,000. Right. So now the Eved gets 2 years in. He gets $2,000. Walks over to the master and says, "I'd like to buy myself the last 2 years. So I want to cut my servitude from 4 to 2. Then the price changes. It went down. Now, if he bought himself back already, he can't come and say, "Yeah, I'm sorry, this is worth more than 2 years. I'm sorry, you paid me, you got your half, done and over with. We don't redo the negotiations." What happens if you bought it for $6,000? The price dropped and went back up again to the regular purchase price. So you bought it for $6,000. In the middle, there was a big drop, and then it rebounded. And he paid him half when it was a drop, and now it's back to purchase price. If he redeemed himself halfway, he got a good deal. Got it when it was cheaper. If it didn't count, we look at it now, it's back to purchase price. So the question is, did that redemption work when he did it halfway, or it didn't work, and therefore nothing has happened yet till the time comes, and the price could have changed in the interim? I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. So that's the Shaila. We saw in the change of prices that we always give the Eved the upper hand. How about in redeeming himself halfway? Does he get the upper hand? Does he not get the upper hand? Does it never work? Does it always work? That's the Shaila. What's the halacha vis-a-vis an Eved redeeming himself halfway? Can he lock in the lower price? Can he not lock it? This is the shot. The Gemara's going to explain this all.
They can discuss the beginning. Make them negotiate the beginning. This is
the master's not interested in letting him free. This is being forced on the master. He bought an Eved. He's not interested in freeing him at any price. He wants an Eved. Somebody's got to do the work. We can force him. He can't make this up.
What? He would go make another one.
It's the Torah rules. Master's not agreeing to anything.
I understand, but he has to agree. So now
the he doesn't have to do anything. He has to follow the Torah. So let's see what the Torah wrote. Yes?
I'm sorry if it seems ancillary, but with all these things occurring,
sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Is there a star? I
mean, in the original sale, there was a star.
What about when he buys himself back?
There does not have to be a star. An Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani is different at this point. We'll see Eved Kanani later on. Eved Ivri does not need a star if he buys himself back. Zog to Gemara.
There's no star, so there's a star for the usual
sale.
So
I guess he brings witnesses that he brought himself back. I mean, gets a receipt, you know what I mean, that he paid. Not a star of freedom. Zog to Gemara. Amalei, lav amatastam nimka kula v'loi chetzioi. Achinami, nigo kula v'loi chetzioi. When we said back a few blad ago, that he has to be, you can't sell an Eved if his Gneva was worth less than his value. If he's worth 1,000 and he only stole 500, we can't sell him. Because the Torah says for Nimkar, it has to be completely, you can't sell him halfway. That means the Torah says words, it means complete. Same thing, Nigo means complete. No halfways. We said it by sold, do not sell him for half the time. Either all or nothing. And if he stole 500 and he's worth 1,000, we can't sell him. So the same thing here. The nigal means he has to be completely redeemed. We're translating that the word means complete. Just like by the nimkar meant complete, by the nigal meant complete. That's what he answered him. That's what Rosh Hashanah answered him. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Lav armit lau gnei v'chamish meis. If he stole 500, the shav alef and he's worth a thousand. The divri akar ain't a nimkar. Alma the nimkar kula v'lechetshi mashma. You only sell him completely, not for half. Okay, now he's a v'yisiga yada v'nigal kula v'lechetshi mashma. Nigal means completely, just like nimkar meant completely. Amar Abaya. So now this is the exchange between Rav Huna bar Chanina and Rav Sheshes. Abaya lived later. He was a generation later, or maybe two generations later. Right? Abaya was a Talmud of Rav Yitzchak, who was a Talmud Chaver of Rav Chisda. So Rav Sheshes is a contemporary of Rav Chisda, a generation and a half later. So Abaya says, "Im timtzu loy meniga lechatzon, shkachas o lekula lechumra." Don't think nigel lechatzon is a panacea. Is that the right word? What?
Yeah, it means cure-all.
Means? Cure-all. Don't think it's always a favor. Not always so good for the avid to redeem himself halfway. Sometimes it's good for him, and sometimes it's bad for him. The kula. I'll show you how it works. The kula. Zavna b'meya. You bought him for 100. The day after he was bought, Yom Lechamshin, he comes back to the owner and says, you know, I'm buying myself back halfway. Here is 50. Yesterday you gave me 100. Today I'm giving you back 50. I'm only your servant for 3 years. Palga de dummy, half the money. The Ashbach, his price went up. The Kamal Masan. By the time the 3 years are up, a 6 year Evan is 200. Now 3 years is 100. Right? That would be the price. It went up. So, Alaka is, Iyamit Nigel Lechatzoim. If we say he redeemed himself halfway, and now he wants to redeem the other half, Yovle Meya. He pays another 100 Vinafik. Now, the Gemara is going to explain. His purchase price was his purchase price was 200. It went down to 100. So what happened was, he was bought for 200. Gemara's going to explain this. And went down to 100. He came over to the owner and handed him 50 for half. Now, by the time the half is up, right, he wants to redeem himself for the first half now. He got more money. His price went back to the purchase price. Now, did the first half count or not? If you hold nigel lechatzon, you only have to pay half of the purchase price. If you hold any nigel lechatzon, the 50 was just the deposit. And therefore, he owes 150. Here's a guy, got sold. Day later, the price dropped 50%. He ran over to the master and paid him $50, which is the current price, to get himself free for the last 3 years. The next day, went back up. And now he got more money, and he wants to redeem himself completely. So if it's nigel lechatzon, he only owes him half. He already bought half free. If it ain't a nigel lechatzon, he never bought that half. So now he has to buy the whole thing at the purchase price, which is 200. He gave him 50. He has to give him another 150. So it's a kula for the eved if it's a nigel lechatzon. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. Iyamret. Right. Nigel Chatzom, Yovle Meyev and Nafik. He just pays 100. Yabin A Nigel Chatzom, Yovle Meyev and Chimshim Chamshim and Nafik has to pay 150. Now the Gemara asks, how can that be? If the price went up, you don't pay the higher price anyway. V'amit Nisraba Kasma Mikasa Miknasai. Didn't you say that if the price goes up anyway, you go by purchase price? So why does he have to pay him 100? Now the Gemara got the Iker Vizol V'Iker. Purchase price had been high. It dropped and then went back to purchase price. So that you have to pay the purchase price. So now, in the middle, you paid for half at the cheaper price. If it's nigel lechatzon, the eved bought his half out. He only owes him half. If it's ain't a nigel lechatzon, he didn't do anything yet. So he has to pay him based on mikasa miknasai, which in this case is the higher price because it went back up to mikasa miknasai. That's when it's a kula. Mishkachas or lechumra, it can be bad for the eved. Zavne b'masan, he bought the eved for 200. Yav Meya Paga the Dummy. The Evan played 100, buying himself back for the last 3 years. The Ichsib and the price dropped. And now, come on, Meya. Now the price is 100. comes the abbot to the master and says, didn't I pay you 100? I can go free today. And the master said, excuse me, you bought your last 3 years. You're still my abbot for 3 years. So if it's nigel lechatzon, the abbot has no taina. If it's ain't a nigel lechatzon, all he did is gave him $100 deposit. He can now use it to free himself completely. Yamet nigel lechatzon, yom lecham, she has to give him another 50 of an offic. Yamet ain't nigel lechatzon, hanach meya may pekudin nigabe now, just a pekudin, not only. But nothing, and now he can use that 100 and redeem himself. So sometimes it works beneficial for the abbot, and sometimes it doesn't. Abai is explaining. That was the Shaila. There were three tzadim there. Can he redeem himself halfway? Yes or no? Or sometimes yes and sometimes no? That's the Gemara Shaila. At the end of the day, he cannot redeem himself halfway. Nigal means kuloi, not chetchoi. That's what Rav Sheish has answered. Abai is just explaining that the question had three sides to it. Either always yes, always no, or lakula yes, lakumra no.
But they asked the question of Sheshes. Okay, no one. They had one person the question. Sheshes says you can't do it. Okay, now Abaye is saying, oh, that's very nice that you answered the question, but in case you didn't answer the question, I'm going to tell you all that's done.
Right. He's trying to explain the Shaila.
Why is Abaye saying this before Rav Sheish's answer?
You know why?
Yeah.
Abaye didn't live in the time of Rav Sheish's. He couldn't have answered before Rav Sheish's. Also, Abaye probably wouldn't, if he had been there, he wouldn't have interrupted. He would have let Rav Sheish's, he was the one who asked the question. But you ever notice that somebody can ask somebody else a question and then other people interrupt, right? They weren't asked the question. Why are they interrupting? Right? Sometimes you can ask a question and other people say, you say, I didn't ask you. You can say to other people, right? But anyway, Abaye wasn't there. Abaye didn't live in the time
he's
of
saying, he's just saying, if
Rosh Hashanah
is wrong, this is
Pshat. Nothing if Rosh is wrong. He's explaining what the question included. That there were three sides to the question, and he was trying to explain all three, the sides of Kula Chumro. He was expanding upon the question. He was trying to explain it. Yes.
On the side, it's interesting that at least twice in the Gemara I can think of, maybe more, there's been a question asked by the Gemara, and five Tanoim have answered it, as well as Abaye also then answered and explained. And the Gemara then says that Abaye's answer was the best.
It doesn't say about Abaye, it says that about Shmuel. The Kulis Lepechel Abaye the Shmuel. This is the common Gemara that you're referring to, that they ask for reasons of things, and Tanoim give sources, and then Shmuel gives his own source, and the Gemara says all other sources have Akasha besides Shmuel's. Because in Halacha, this would never happen. It's only when we're looking for a source to something that we can have Shmuel argue on Tanoim. And it's not Abaye, if I remember correctly, from my memory, it's Shmuel in a number of places.
I would trust your memory much more than mine, but you must be right and I'm wrong.
The one I remember is Gemara Chagiga, Gemara Megillah. In both cases, it's Shmuel. Rashi. Zek Rashi. Mishkachas lo l'kula. David l'hagu'ula kula l'gabei. If it works, it's a kula, l'tevasai. U'mishkachas l'lerasai. And sometimes it's a negative. Zavna b'meya, kana b'mana. B'yavle hayavet basar achi chamisha b'gula schetcha. You paid him half. Yamata b'gula ki yakar sula b'chus namaro yakar. When it goes up, he doesn't own that half. And l'palgi only owns half. B'achshu ligmer p'jayna, yavle meya b'nafik. Pays half of the higher price. Yamata ena nigo. The whole price went up. He would have to pay 150. And the Gemara interrupts. So we never give the higher price. And the Gemara answers, the Yakub is over Yakub. He bought him for 200. He went down to 100. So he used the newer price to get himself out. Lahispik Ligma Pijina Chuka Rabbit Amasai, but went back to purchase price. That's not called up, that's going back. It's only an entrusting novel now of nothing. Like a scene of Amit Nismat Kasper period. The Amit Ain and Nigel Hatzor, the Kunan of the Matiris Gula, he did not acquire it as redemption. The Aksav Shehechsev, and now that the price went down, who I met Kula Luvdaisai, right? He has to be redeemed. The Hanach Susi have a Pekotin Gabe, and the money was a Pekotin, but you have now of nothing. He can say, well, now my price is 100, and I gave you 100, I'm out. If he bought himself half back, he didn't give him anything yet for the other half. He has to buy himself back. So sometimes it's better for the Eved, and sometimes it's worse for the Eved. So when we had the Shiloh was three ways. Can he redeem himself halfway, period? Or never? Or always? Or only Lekula, not Lekula? That was the Shiloh. And the answer was, never.
I mean, first you ask Moshe a question. Moshe answered, Usher. Moshe is going to tell you, before your psak is usher, I understand, but in case it was mutter, I mean, it's set up to say it could have been mutter before you answered your question. Is anyone arguing with Bavshashis here?
No. We're explaining the Shiloh. The three sides to the Shiloh.
This is for what's called getting your brain working. So it's for what's it called when you just do something just I'm sorry?
Mental exercise.
That's all it is.
No, it isn't. It's Gemara. It's really Kim Chayim. If Huda Bachelin had a Shaila, we want to explain his Shaila. That's the Gemara about you. A new Shiloh. Where you have a year to redeem it. Remember we said, that's the house in the walled city where the guy gets a year to redeem it. Can he buy back half the house? Again, do we interpret it in a consistent fashion? There the Torah said kidei gulasai. Here the Torah didn't say kidei gulasai. It said yamim tia gulasai. That's what the pasuk says. He has a year to redeem it. Can he redeem half or not? Amalai, so he told them, mimedrashai. Reb Shimon Nishma, Shalava V'Gayel, V'Gayel L'Chatzor. From the way Reb Shimon explains things, we learn out that you could buy half your house back. You ask me a Shaila, so Shesha says, I want you to know, it'll depend. The Gemara is going to say it depends on the Machlekes, Reb Shimon, and the Rabbanim, but from Reb Shimon you say you can buy the half house back. Interestingly, and I'm just pointing it out, that according to Reb Shimon it comes out that the word Gula is not consistent. That even though by Eved Ivri we said V'nigal means completely, that's because by Eved Ivri we said V'nimkar means completely. But by Arechema, there it says Yamim Tigalosai, it does not mean completely. So it's not always consistent. That's what Reb Shimon's going to say. What did Reb Shimon say? Now, I'll explain it outside, and then we'll do it inside. Reb Shimon says that by Zdei Achuza, we're strict. No redeeming for 2 years. And no redeeming half. But on the other hand, ultimately the guy gets his field back. At Yaivu. We might put a lot of restrictions on his ability to redeem, but at the end of the day, he gets his field back. So we see the Torah wants things to come back. So by Batei Arechaima, where the Torah doesn't let it go back at Yaivu, Mistama, the Torah wants you to be able to redeem it as lenient as possible. Because the overall approach is the tyrant doesn't like things to change ownership. So by Zei Achuza, where ultimately it won't change ownership, it may redeem it harder. But don't redeem it. You get it back anyway. But Batei Arechaima, where if you don't redeem it, you lose it. logic says the Torah will make it as easy as possible to redeem. That's Reb Shimon's logic. And the Mela, by Batei Chaim, you can buy half back. Because why would the Torah restrict that? That makes it even harder. And we want the guy to be able to redeem it. That's Reb Shimon's logic. Let's read it inside. So Reb Shimon, Matam. I'm sorry, the Tanya. Im go you go malamet you goy v'goyo. Unlike in Zeyachuzah where we said he can't borrow money. Remember we said he has to earn the money? By Batei Arachim, he can borrow the money. And goyo l'chatzoyim. He can redeem it in half ways. Why? The Tanya. Amar Reb Shimon, Matam. It's good for the seller. Ultimately, he gets it back. If he doesn't redeem it, Yaivu brings it back to him anyway. But at the same time, he has a weaker power. The Torah does not let him borrow money. And the Torah does not let him redeem it halfway. So Magdish, the halacha is if somebody donates a field to Hegdish. There, if he doesn't redeem it, it goes to Kahanim and Yovel. Magdish Deyachuza goes, if he doesn't redeem it, goes to Kahanim and Yovel. So he's going to lose it permanently. So Magdish Shahura Kaichai, his power is weakened. Shemegiya Yovel, Lenigal, Yaitzel, Kahanim, Yovel. If he didn't redeem it, he loses it permanently. Yafa Kaichai, Shalayva, the Gaiva, Gaila, Chatzai. Right? It makes sense that he should be able to redeem it halfway because the tyrant doesn't want people to lose things. So by Zeachuzah, where ultimately he gets it back, the tyrant is strict. By Magdish, where ultimately he loses it, the tyrant is lenient. Let him make it easier to get it back. That's what Reb Shimon says. Therefore, Hai Meicher Bayez about the Arachai Menami. Hai Vuhu Rekaichai. If he doesn't redeem it the first year, it's permanent. So we find Reb Shimon's logic is wherever the Torah was strict, in the ultimate returning, the Torah is lenient in him getting it back. Wherever the Torah was lenient in the ultimate returning, the Torah imposed restrictions on redemption. And therefore, using that logic, where the Torah said, if you don't redeem it in a year, you lose, you can pay half. Just like by Magdish. That's what Reb Shimon says. That's Rashi. Hamaycher buys a year of chayma. Shu nigel atshana v'layitzer. Nigel lechatzoyim. That's the chatzi dama b'tech shana. If he paid half the money, mafrik palgei, can he redeem half? I like. Gulasai, yamim tir gulasai. Heichi the gali b'chdei gulasai. By Steyachuz it says enough for the gula. Remember the kula gula meaning, well, you need the whole thing gali. The Torah revealed it. Excuse me. By Magdish, he can borrow. He has to earn it. There, he can also, by just like he can borrow, he can redeem halfway. The Magdish of the Achuzah. Reb Shimon Darish time of the crowd. Now Rashi is giving you the underlying reason of Reb Shimon. I mean, he's using logic. Reb Shimon uses logic to determine halacha. The famous case of Reb Shimon, and we'll stop here, is the case that the Torah says, do not take a mashkin from Amana. You lend an Amana money, don't take a mashkin. No taking collateral from an Amana. That's the Lashon HaTorah. Le'sach bo beger Amana. As the Rabbanan say, never take a collateral from Amana. Dr. Shimon, why did the Torah care if you take one from Amana? Because if she's poor, every day you have to bring it back and pick it up. And people will start spreading rumors. So she's a rich lady. There's no reason not to take one. So therefore, based on that logic, he paskins that a rich Amana you can take a mashkin from. He's the one that's darish time in the cross. Same thing here. Why did the Torah say you can't borrow money and you have to redeem the whole thing? Because the Torah knows you're going to get it back anyway. different logic tells me when you're not going to get it back anyway, the Torah is not strict. If you look at the underlying reason, the reason for being strict is because ultimately you get it back. So therefore, when you don't ultimately get it back, we don't want to be strict. That's Rav Shimon's logic. We will continue Rav Shimon tomorrow.